We have some very, very special guests this morning. Some grandparents and the grandparent advocate of America with us. And Daniel, I know that this is something that means a lot to you, and it certainly does to me because my grandparents raised me.
Well, Brad, Emidio Sarasale is director and president of Grandparents Advocate of America, and he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning. Emidio, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dan, Brad, and Dan, and thank you for having me here. It's an honor to be with both you guys, the legends of conservative talk. And I appreciate you the opportunity to be here today with you to talk to, about this most serious subject.
Well, what is, first of all, explain to our audience, Grandparents Advocate of America.
Okay, Grandparents Advocate of America, I just formed just before the end of 2017. I was originally established with Grandparents' Rights of Connecticut, with the national organization Grandparents' Rights Association of USA, Mr. John Schaefer, who was founder based in South Carolina. But he retired at the end of 2017 and dissolved the national organization because of health. But he was the founder of the organization and was involved in the grandparents' movement from the start, and he's the one that established that great law, H-4348, for non-attack families, which is identical to our law that I'm promoting here.
Why did you get involved?
Why did I get involved? Because of my one and only son back in 2001 denied me the right to see my grandson, and then shortly after, a couple of years after, he had another child, another son. And I haven't seen my son and the two grandsons for going on 18 years now.
Wow.
Wow.
So I researched a lot of organizations, and I didn't want to get involved in an organization that was not of substance. And GRASA was very much a organization of substance. You got to watch sometimes these organizations because sometimes they're just fly-by-nights, and you never know when there's scams involved. But I got involved back in 2001, tried to educate myself in the grandparents' right movement. But then back in 2014, I got involved with John Schaefer and was a chapter, Grandparents' Rights of Connecticut. But then at the end of this year, I formed my own. My dream came true that I always wanted to have a 501c3 organization, not-for-profit and total voluntary. And that's what this organization is, and I'm so proud of it. And my vice president, Karen Harrington from Lebanon, Connecticut, she's my vice president and treasurer. My wife, Marianne, is involved, who's in the studio today, and thank God for her. She's always with me and backs me 100%.
Why was it that your son, why was it and why is it, because I know a lot in this particular field, that people, they don't want you to see their kids. They don't want, what is that all about?
Well, let me tell you, Brad, I don't know the reason. I don't know the reason. I know he had a mental breakdown when he called me for help, and I immediately brought him to the hospital in Meriden, Mid-State. And from there, he went to Yale Hospital of Psychiatry. Then for some reason, I don't know till today, and I don't know if I'll ever know, because my daughter-in-law, for some reason, and I don't know, cut off ties, never invited me into a consultation and therapy with him. And my son, he was the love of my life. I mean, I was a 100% Italian-American father all the way, and I still don't know today what is wrong. And that's why I got involved, and what I wanted to do, and a lot of people says, you shouldn't get involved because it's going to hurt you. It's going to pry on you. You're going to get depressed. No, it's the opposite. It makes me move more. I want to help other people that this has happened to.
Is he your only child?
Only child.
Wow.
And you, to this day, you have no idea what precipitated this.
None.
And you have not seen your grandchildren.
None.
Nor him.
No. One time.
For how long?
Going on 18 years now, and I tried, you know, I'm computer literate, and I tried to go on Instagram And I did one time contact him on Instagram, and I made a nice statement because he's very much into baseball, okay? He's a great pitcher. And I made a little note, something to the effect of, God bless you, keep up your God-given talents, go forward, be positive. Then I was locked out. I couldn't get in there anymore. And still stands
today. How about your daughter-in-law?
I don't know.
Have you talked to your daughter-in-law?
No. I had no communications whatsoever. I found out, I didn't know anything about grandparents' rights laws at that time in Connecticut or any other state. Now I'm very knowledgeable about the laws here in Connecticut. And you can't get anywhere in this state of Connecticut on grandparents' visitation rights at all. None whatsoever. And I was told that. And you, when you go to a municipal court and you get the application for visitation rights, I did not bring my son to court. I did not want to go to court. But I wanted to find out the process. And the consultant attorney at that time told me, Mr. Sarasale, don't even bother. It's a waste of time and it's a waste of money. But in the legal system, there is legal people, attorneys who take you on. They make their money. And I've been involved with grandparents that have spent up to $20,000 and some were even attorneys themselves and spent that amount of money. And a judge just said, the Connecticut statute is the way it is. You have no rights to visitation in Connecticut. And this has been going on for decades, and it still is today.
You know, just listening to you, I can't, I can just feel how you feel. My grandparents brought me up on a dairy farm, and I wouldn't be here today.
Right. Oh, no. To me, grandparents is a necessity in life because the grandparents, you know, have history behind them and could teach a grandchild a lot and expose them a lot. I'm fortunate. I have step-grandchildren. I'm very close to them. They're very close to me. They're involved in a lot of activities. My wife and I go, and that has been a blessing for me, you know, with my wife's family to have stepchildren and everything. And it has cushioned it a little bit, but you can, that's my one and only son. I love him. If he is listening today or his wife is listening today, I'll always love him. Anytime he wants to communicate with me, just pick up the phone, and I'll be there. And all you have to do is talk to me. And that's another sad thing today. People do not converse. They don't communicate. That's a bad thing.
Sure.
Not only in marriages, but in this type of issue, all you have to do is sit down and talk in a civil matter. Yes, there's going to be a lot of emotion involved. I mean, that's only natural and common sense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. I mean, that's your blood. And two, like when it hit me, I was angry. I was angry because nobody told me what was going on with my son. And even when my daughter-in-law was pregnant, they came up to the house and they told me I was going to be a grandpa, right? We hugged and we kissed and my son said, well, Dad, you're going to be a grandpa. It's about time. I said, yeah, about time.
Emidio, hold that thought. I know we're coming up on traffic, Brad, and then we'll be back with our guest, Emidio Sarasale. Brad, in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning, Emidio Sarasale, director and president, Grandparents Advocate of America. Emidio?
As far as in the state of Connecticut, the law here absolutely forbids grandparent visitation. And it keeps on going on for years. And we grandparents here in Connecticut are in bondage.
Now you pushed legislation last year, did you
not? Yeah, we almost made it. We had our law, HB 7244, which is for non-intact families, meaning a parent family that is one of the parents is deceased, they're divorced, they're separated, or live in separate habitats. You can do something with this type of law. It's been proven in South Carolina, 2014, exact same law. That's why I brought it here to Connecticut. But last year, I had the unanimous decision by the Judicial Committee, 41-0. They approved of it. Unanimous. And Judiciary Committee is the hardest, toughest committee
in
this state. Okay? And thanks to Representative Rosa Rabimbis, Stephanie Cummings from Waterbury, and Representative Minnie Gonzalez of Hartford. They helped me tremendously, and I'm so thankful for them. The House voted 143-4, and I thank them tremendously, all who voted for that. But then it came to the Senate. For whatever reason, and I would like to know, Senator Duff, and you haven't addressed me at all yet, I'm willing to challenge you anytime, any place, why you did not bring this great, tremendous bill for respect for human dignity for grandparents, elder people, to bring it to the Senate floor for a vote. I know a lot of senators were in favor of it. I don't know what your problem was, sir, but talk to me. And I'll talk civilly to you.
Senator Duff, he's the majority leader.
He's the majority leader.
He did not bring it up to the floor of the Senate.
Why wouldn't he bring it up?
I have no idea.
He didn't tell you?
He didn't tell me.
Did you try talking to him?
Well, we had a little bit of a rough conversation on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he didn't address really why he didn't put it on the floor. I was told by some of my elected officials that were backing me up, and they were in touch with him. And per my elected official, he told the elected official that he would put it on the Senate floor for a vote or put it for consent decree, which means consent decree means it's automatic approval. All of us stayed up till midnight watching it. Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. Knowing Dan and me, we'll get a hold of him.
Well, what was the number of the bill?
HB 7244. Right, and
we're going to call his office today and see if we can get a response.
Yeah, oh,
I
absolutely.
Would like that. And we had 55 co-sponsors. That's unheard of. Mm. And it was a tremendous bill for respect for human dignity, and he didn't do it.
I don't understand one thing. I don't understand one thing. Why are people against grandparents? All they want to do is see their grandchildren and tell them how much they love them and work with them.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
And all we... Nothing, Dan. Nothing, Brad. Nothing at all. It all goes back to this. We just want visitation. We raised our kids, okay? We don't want the responsibility of a parent. We want to visit them. Enjoy them, spoil them, and they go home to their mommy. Their mom and dad have the responsibility of raising them, okay? But it goes back to this federal Supreme Court ruling, Troxell versus Granville, the same old thing I hear about it in year 2000, where they gave the ruling favor of the married parent. Okay, a married parent that the grandparents could not have visitation rights is a married parent. Well, our law is for the non-intact family because I can't do a darn thing towards a married family. Like my son, he's still married, and I can't do anything. I can't have a law because supposedly against the Supreme Court ruling of 2000. All right, so this law will be good, and it's in South Carolina. Going on 4 years now.
So this law, HB 7244, would actually take into account that Supreme Court ruling.
It wouldn't go. It's not against the Supreme Court right. ruling. But the Connecticut Legal Services Agency in Connecticut and our famous DCF, Department of Children and Families, the most troublesome, problematic agency in the USA. And I am not kidding because I look up their record. I see what they do. And, man, I'll tell you, in this district of 35, they are doing a job on a wonderful Italian-American grandparent in District 35, and they broke federal law and Connecticut law, and they're getting away with it. Getting away with it. And it's a shame what these people are going through, emotional, financial stress. And these people, if you meet them, beautiful Italian-American people. Family. You know, I never mentioned that on radio, but you know, I'm proud of being Italian American, and I'm sticking up for my Italian American heritage because they deserve it. And a lot of other Italian American born nationalities, no matter what they are, have to stand up more for their culture and their heritage. And that's a problem today. Sometimes there's only specific ones standing up. That's fine. And I'm not a prejudicial person. But the job that DCF and Connecticut Service Agency is doing to us grandparents in this state of Connecticut is so bad. That's why I'm asking all elected officials for a call to action to vote and support us on not only on this bill, but a new bill we're bringing up, grandparent care instead of foster care. It's a shame.
Well, let me tell you something. Just having you here this morning, we are going to get into this. This is not the end of doing a program on this and on grandparents.
Well, Emilio, is HB 7244 going to be reintroduced in this session?
Yes. Okay. Senator Kelly, great guy. I talked to him last year because we were devastated that it didn't pass. I mean, it just came a hair close to being, we would have made history, okay? And I'm not, this is not for me again. This is for other people. And I come on strong to my elected officials. I respect them highly. But sometimes I have gotten flashback, or sometimes I even gotten harassment. And say, oh, you talk in a mean way. No, I'm passionate about what I do. It has hit me in life like I never thought it would hit me, okay? And all these grandparents out there that is affected, I'm speaking for them. I'm not speaking for me.
Would it be fair to say in the thousands in Connecticut that...
let me tell you something.
Tens and tens of thousands.
Let me tell you, my friend.
Similar story, similar
over.
To yours.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not over. We're not going to let
we're
it
out of
be
time.
Over.
First thing we're going to do is I'm going to extend an invitation to Senator Duff.
Absolutely.
He owes the public an explanation on a bill that passed unanimously in the Judiciary Committee. Passed, what did you say, 143 to 4 in the House?
143 to 4 in the House.
Okay, and we've got to find out why he didn't bring that up for a vote.
I know. It's
We'll
it's
make
unheard
the call
of.
To his office and get an answer for you, or try to get an answer.
I thank
can't
you very much.
I'm going to get you back on later. Yeah, this is not bet. Over yet.
Oh, I thank you very over. Much. I appreciate it.
Emilio, really thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.